This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, the pioneering doctor exposing all this over a year and a half ago. He was on fire during that two-minute break talking about he believes there's a global awakening happening and other key points about how we counter this. So, please, sir, please continue with the closing comments.
So I think God is testing every single individual. And here's the following test. I know you're afraid. I know you're scared. You've been destabilized. Question is, who are you going to seek energy from? Who are you going to seek reassurance? Are you going to bow down to me, God, and ask me to help you with your fears, ask me for your protection, ask me to cover you with clouds of security and glory? Or are you going to run to the false gods and the golden calf of this vaccine, of sociopathic oligarchs or corrupt governments? Because if that's the case, let's see how that works out for you. I really believe that that's the question that every single individual is living through. Right now, the world has become, in a very ironic way, like the Garden of Eden. What I mean by that is that in the Garden of Eden before the sin, there was good, there was bad, but there was a tree of knowledge of good and bad. But they were separate. Then for 6,000 years or whatever, it got really mixed up. You couldn't tell where was good and where was bad. Right now, you can tell with absolute clarity where is God's consciousness, God-centered living, compared to true idol worship and paganism.
I agree, okay? Doctor. So what would you call this time where finally it's all been confused, now it's clear?
I call it a wonderful opportunity to choose good over bad. I'm calling it a wonderful opportunity, as a prophet would say, that the spirit of iniquity will be removed from the world forever, and death will be swallowed up forever. And all that depends on the separation of good and bad. You know, fear, I mentioned this multiple times, is the tool of the enemy. And it turns out that fear lives in the psychological space where God is absent.
Yes.
Because, happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday, Alex. I didn't lose my mind. What I'm trying to point out is that every second is a creation ex nihilo. Every second of life is an act of recreation. So the fact that me and you are talking, it means that God is actually creating us and giving us the opportunity He wills us to be. Now, if you really believe that, if you really walk around with that type of thinking, you're never alone. And if you're never alone, there's no space, there's no emptiness where fear can set in. And what these animals are doing, what these sociopathic, putrid pagans are doing, is trying to cause fear everywhere so that you would become psychologically enslaved and codependent.
Exactly. They want to turn us into beasts like they are.
And, you know, Elon Musk just put out, it was unbelievable, I saw a video this morning, the new Tesla humanoid robot, and he said the following, that these robots will remove the need for any type of manual labor. That's the first thing he said. This will usher in an era of universal income. What I'm seeing is they're ready to eliminate us useless eaters. You know, the group of people of the subhumans. You know, 8 years ago, they came after the Jews. Now, I want to wake everyone up. We're all Jews from that perspective. They're not discriminating by religion. They're coming after those people that are vulnerable, that are weak, that they could destroy easily. So wake up and say no to bad. Don't listen to them. Don't give in to the fear. Put your faith in God. Fill that void with the faith that God loves you and that He's creating you every second. Happy birthday. That's the only way I can think of how to navigate this chaotic, turbulent sea of uncertainty.
Well, Doctor, I loved it when I saw you over a year and a half ago, and having you has been such a great thing, and I know you're going to transcend no matter what happens with the heart problems, the cancer, whether you're going to live forever here or live forever after that. We're going to be together in eternity. You're absolutely right. They're selling us a post-human nightmare, telling us to step aside to make these machines become our gods so they can play God. It is so satanic. ZStackLife.com. please join us again next week to get more into treatments and more into so much more. We're really blessed to have you, sir, and we're really glad this interview happened.
God bless you and God bless America.
Absolutely. All right. Wow. All right. Stay with us. I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it a year and a half ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only two places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, Dr. Zev Zelenko is just, he's such an amazing wealth of information. We are so lucky to have brave, educated, responsible, intelligent, I mean, really just no-nonsense people like Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko educating us. I mean, this psyop that has taken us over is just, I'm seeing things that, you know, just personal experience. I was kicked off Twitter, for example, which, no big deal. That's fine. I was going to leave them anyways. But the reason why, for pointing out that two kids died in the aftermath of a mass inoculation of some 24,000 youth without the presence of any adults. Parents were not allowed into that Australian sports arena turned into a mini Auschwitz. And now it's been confirmed three dead, two boys and a girl. As just today, I interviewed a 45-year veteran of the Royal Australian Air Force. But think about that. I mean, we are really living in a place where 24,000 kids are being herded, ushered into a basketball arena or some kind of a sporting arena and jabbed with this thing. That Australian Air Force veteran, brave soul, coming forward out of a continent that seems to be the prototype for the New World Order. I don't know. It's devastating. And it could have been that tweet. Or maybe it was the factual statement that I made about the so-called vaccine mandates in the workplace. I simply pointed out that if your crazy, lunatic, tyrannical overlord called a boss was acting like an authoritarian dictator, requiring that you get poked, you might consider working for some place that's not currently mandating the shot. And a few of those places you could work and still have medical freedom. A few of the most notable places to work that are not currently mandating the jab are the White House, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the FDA. That tweet went nuts, totally viral, and then boom, I was gone. The tweet remained, however. Why? Because it's true. And now I'm watching comments in social media, specifically on my Telegram channel, which I love being there because I read literally almost every single comment and I interact. I love Telegram. And I'm there and I'm reading these comments and I'm telling you that I'm really starting to see the extremely apparent side effects of this psychological hell that these globalist elitist ruling class have begun to put us through. And I say begun because this is only the beginning. And there are a lot of you that are failing this test. People are deciding on what man to follow, what man to worship, what man to wait for to come riding in on some white horse with a sash and save the world. You've read the book. You know how this story ends. And people are still failing the test because they're failing to put their faith in God. People are going into complete mental breakdown mode. So we have to back off the rhetoric. We have to back off the theories. We have to back off the plans. We have to back off the speculation. We have to bring it back to facts. Ben Shapiro, one of the biggest phony grifters I can imagine, one of the most disgusting, self-absorbed, neocon, almost sociopathic, the way he handles himself, conservative, Inc., media industrial complex, Trump fundraising dingleberry, just hanging on to whatever he can. He likes to say, facts don't care about your feelings, which factually is wrong, Ben, because caring is a feeling. But we have to do better. When I say we, I don't necessarily mean we as a population, although I agree that we as a population have to do better globally. But when I say we have to do better, I mean we who have been blessed to have a platform. We meaning me. People in a position with a microphone, with a platform, to be the bullhorn, screaming what everybody else is thinking, asking the questions of people who are objective, fact-based people, experts, people who are trained to deal with these things, although we are being told that there's only one acceptable science in the world, and that is the science of Dr. Tony Fauci. It's complete nonsense. And so we have to get back to being strong and objective. We have to be responsible. We have to deal with the facts that we have in front of us. We have to rely on these experts to bring them to us. We have to then use our own discernment to arrive at a place. And that place will dictate where we are. How do we feel? What does it look like here? Where do we go from there? One of those experts is Dr. Ben Edwards. He is the founder and medical director of Veritas Medical in Lubbock, Texas. He did his undergrad at Baylor, medical degree from UT Houston, residency at McLennan County Medical and Education Center of Research Foundation, where he was a chief resident, fellowship in integrative medicine. He now oversees a team of 7 nurse practitioners at a set of 3 different clinics across West Texas, and he joins us now. Dr. Edwards, you come from a long line of physicians, nurses in your family, many who have worked for Baylor Scott White. We have seen what Scott and White has done to Peter McCullough, treated him very badly. People coming forward are being oppressed by these huge conglomerate medical systems. And we have to back away from all of these theories and just talk sensical about what is happening with these injections, with this so-called virus in the medical world. How do you see it?
Stu, the way I see it is we're at the culmination of 110 years of a deception, and we're at a point now I would say the healthcare system has finally broken. And let me just say real quick for listeners, because I'm going to say some stuff that's going to be controversial and sound crazy. I come from a long line of allopathic doctors, and I was conventional as could be. For 7 years I was practicing as the only doctor in the county out in West Texas in a tiny rural health clinic. And they put me on the front page of the Washington Post because we were so successful, meaning financially successful. And then I met a doctor who told me, you know, prior to 100 years ago, all healing modalities for thousands of years all worked with the body's ability to fix itself, to heal itself. And now, or in 1910, John D. Rockefeller, in conglomeration with the Carnegie Foundation, hired Abraham Flexner. The Flexner Report was published in 1910, and what it said was, there are too many, a wide variety of medical education curriculum out there. We need to standardize this to the allopathic model, meaning pharmaceutical, which happened to be a derivative from John D. Rockefeller's petroleum products, from coal tar in particular, where all these pharmaceuticals came from. Pharmaceutical and surgery, that's what we need to standardize everything to. That was 1910. Pre-World War II, we're the healthiest people group in the world. Since then, we've gone nothing but downhill. Now we're the sickest group of people in the world, of the industrialized world. 54% of our kids are sick. The majority of Americans have 2 chronic diseases or more. 5 pharmaceuticals is your average number of pharmaceuticals for adults over 50. the first heart attack ever reported in the American medical literature is in 1912 when there was one. Now it's the number one leading cause of death at 650,000 deaths a year from heart disease. Cancer's number two. And I was just reading a book that said in the early 1900s, lung cancer was so rare that every single case got published. There were just a handful. And now there's 550,000 cases a year of cancer. Those are your top two killers. So people need to understand for the past 100 years, this pharmaceutical-based approach to medicine and symptomatic treatment only has led us to where we are now. And now conventionally trained doctors don't even have a clue that there's another way.
It just seems to be that there is a medicine to cover the symptoms from another medicine that is then stacked on top of another medicine. And as you look at the stock of pharmaceutical companies, when they dip, they come out with a new drug. And then later you'll watch and you'll see an increased, a spike in the number of deaths that were associated with that group of people that that medicine was prescribed for, almost like they're sitting back and laughing. I got to go to break. We're going to come back with Dr. Ben Edwards right after this. My name is Stu Peters. You can find me at stupeters.tv. We'll be back with more of the Alex Jones Show. Stick tight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
StuPeters.tv, there's my site right there. And yes, the military jab is a definite imminent risk to national security. We're lucky to be joined right now by Dr. Ben Edwards, founder and medical director of Veritas Medical in Texas. So you explained a little bit about your family history. I've talked about your undergrad at Baylor, your medical degree from UT Houston, your residency, all of your education and research, and all of the things that are happening in our country right now surrounding this so-called COVID-19 virus that seems to almost have become a brand now, as heavily as it's been advertised, and the push towards this inoculation. We don't have a whole lot of time, so I just want to get right to that. You've no doubt noticed the push, and you've no doubt looked into these shots being called vaccines. Tell us what you know about them.
Yeah, well, we know one thing. They're not as effective and safe. I mean, people can say it's a catchphrase, safe and effective. Anybody can say that. Where's the data? The data doesn't support it, period. The most they're going to be able to say is maybe it decreases your chance of getting severe disease. Well, guess what? Go to C19early.com, and you'll see 24 different therapies on there for early outpatient treatment, and they all show positive benefit. And I can almost guarantee you all 24 of those, and many of those are over-the-counter, all-natural, some are prescription, but they will have a safer and a well-proven track record of safety profile compared to this shot. And what's difficult about, from a doctor standpoint, to give informed consent, I need the data. The data is so hard to find, the true data. When we have a whistleblower from the CDC telling Tom Rentz that we've got 45,000 deaths within 3 days of the shot, there's an autopsy, a pathologist out of Germany. He did 40 autopsies on patients that died within 2 weeks of the shot. And he said 40% of those, he would say, were from the vaccine specifically. And he called for a whole lot more autopsies to prove this out. And that's the whole point. This is so new, never been done before. It's hard to give informed consent on something that's new and unknown. We don't know the long-term anything. So, I mean, it just blows my mind that we're putting billboards out. We're bribing college students here locally in Lubbock, Texas Tech, giving out free parking and food vouchers, et cetera, for a population, kids, that have zero risk. Definitely more risk. Dr. Yeadon said 50 times more risk of dying from the shot if you're a kid than dying from COVID. You have more chance of dying from influenza than COVID. It just makes no sense at all. And it seems clear to me when you have so many different early outpatient treatments that are being completely ignored. I mean, I've talked to more ICU doctors in the past 10 days. These patients, and they tell me the same thing. These patients come in super sick. They were sick at home for 2 weeks. Nobody treated them. So they show up in the ER and there's nothing we can do but throw them in the unit and put them on remdesivir and throw them on a vent and they die. That's what she told me, and I hear it over and over and over. It's unbelievable. I said, well, why don't you and me team up, and let's do a press conference, and let's get a billboard, early outpatient treatment. Let's keep them out of your ICU. We're not hearing it from anybody. If I see one more billboard about vaccines and masks, I'm going to pull my hair out. It's so clear.
So I've talked with so many experts, so many doctors. Listen, you guys are the unsung vault of is super important information right now. I mean, in times past, I will admit, a doctor's a doctor. You go see him when you're sick, blah, 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 whatever. And I've always appreciated what you guys do. You have a tremendous amount of schooling that you have to do and you're, you know, whatever. But I mean, you guys are like, boom, all of a sudden celebrities, you guys are on the scene here and we're talking to all kinds of them. Dr. Brian Artis says that this remdesivir actually will shut down your kidneys. It drowns patients, the vent. I mean, this is a cocktail for murder, and that doctors know this, but that these Epic systems and other systems being used by hospitals are essentially being controlled by AI, where doctors aren't really making traditional decisions on their own anymore. They're being told what to do, practitioners, and so on and so forth. Now you oversee a team of 7 practitioners at 3 clinics across West Texas. I've talked with respiratory specialists and doctors who are saying that they're seeing a huge influx of inoculated patients coming in presenting symptoms that are consistent with this antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE. Is that what this Delta variant really is, do you think? Is that what we're seeing, all these sick people?
I think that's definitely the concern, Stu. And again, it'd be nice if we would have had some studies, long-term studies, that could have proven this out, because in all the animal models, that's exactly what happened. So why all of a sudden do we think it's not going to happen? So yeah, we're seeing these some vaccinated patients coming in with a much exaggerated inflammatory response, much more difficult to treat. And I think until proven otherwise, we have to say, of course, it's probably that, because historically speaking, that's what the study showed. And so we've got to be concerned about that for sure.
Are you concerned about kids taking this thing? I mean, you mentioned that, kids are not, being impacted by the virus itself. They were never at risk. We're ushering in Australia 24,000 kids into an arena. As you can see, there's schools here in California. If you're not vaccinated, you can't come to school. They're pushing this thing on our kids. Why?
It's unbelievable, Sue. I can't tell you why. I mean, there's no logical explanation to this at all. If you have no risk from the actual virus and there's substantial risk, and I'll have people tell me substantial, it's only like 0.001% or whatever it is, percentage-wise. I don't care if it's 5 kids or 15 kids or 20 kids or 100 kids. Percentage-wise, it might not be anything. 0 kids died from COVID who didn't have a pre-existing condition. And I imagine even the pre-existing condition kids that did die, unfortunately, and God bless them, but I imagine they probably weren't treated with budesonide and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and IV vitamin C. So there's absolutely no reason, in my opinion, you would ever subject a kid. I mean, why are we even talking about it? It blows my mind we're even discussing this. Pregnant women and kids are going to be subjected to something that we have no idea, acute or long term. We have a better idea now on acute side effects because we got VAERS, which obviously we've talked about under reports. It's unbelievable, Stu. I mean, we're in a state of deception. I mean, I was reading in Revelation the other day, and sorcery, the word sorcery in Revelation can be translated pharmakia. And we got to be careful. We put our hope, our faith, our trust in this savior called pharmakia, and it's a demonic deception, in my opinion. We got to get back to the very root of this, which is spiritual. It's a delusion and a deception, in my opinion.
Dr. Ben Edwards, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on, and you did it on short notice, but we have to get back to a point where we are dealing with facts, and people have to start really understanding that these are the things, whether they hurt your feelings or not, whether it's what you want to hear or not, the facts are the facts. The truth is the truth. You can call it what you want to. Is it a bioweapon? Was it predetermined? Did it come out of Wuhan? What's in the injections? Graphene oxide, this, poison that, euthanasia, New World Order, the Great Reset, all of it. I mean, the speculations are what they are, but the facts that we have to deal with is that these things are causing unprecedented amount of adverse events. That, as you mentioned, the VAERS system only is one system. It's the least comprehensive, the most unreliable. It's completely underreported. The Harvard study says that only about 1% are actually in there. And that means that we are looking at potentially death at monumental proportions, unlike anything that we have ever seen. Dr. Edwards, I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
You're welcome, Stu. Thanks for having me.
When we come back on the Alex Jones Show, we are going to be talking with Jerome Bell, and we're talking about this injection being forced on military personnel as an existential threat to national security. This Lloyd Austin, a complete joke. You see this guy wearing these welder's visors and these gloves and like 35,000 masks on his face. This is the guy in charge of leading the most brave men and women on the face of the planet, our United States military, our soldiers. We'll talk to a chief petty officer from the Navy when we return to the Alex Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters. Don't go anywhere.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. Just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture. Not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals. And the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Military jab, national security risk. Yeah, I mean, that is the fact. That is 100% true, that you inoculate any group of people with something that is proven to be dangerous, more than likely deadly, for anybody that takes it, depending on how your body reacts to it. Call it an experimental vaccine if you want to. That's fine. It's not the truth, but that's what you call it whenever you want to. It's hurting people and killing people. It's killing kids. It's killing adults. It's going to kill a large mass of people. And now the military is saying that they're going to inoculate every single person in the military, active duty, National Guard, reservists, contractors, all of them, all military personnel, Regardless of religious belief, regardless of pre-existing medical conditions, none of that matters because there's only one science that we are allowed to follow, and that is the science of one Tony Fauci. And if that doesn't piss off every single person globally that holds on to any kind of core values, medical freedom, faith in God, any of that, then we're not on the same page. And it is because we've become shifted so far off of the page from one another, so polarized, so divided on every single issue in this country, whether it's election integrity, was the election stolen, is Trump a Trojan horse, is that the real Biden in the White House, did he even really win, when is Q coming, blah, blah, blah. I mean, none of that really matters if we can't be united on one thing. And that one thing that should be nonpartisan is that you have the choice. You should be able to make the decision for yourself as to what substance goes into your body via a needle or an injection intravenously into your bloodstream and into the bloodstream of your kids. Now, it is past time that we stand up for our medical freedom. And the reason that we are afforded that freedom is because brave men and women sacrifice, sign on the line, knowing that they are risking everything. Their families, kiss them goodbye, say goodbye to them when they go on deployments to these hellhole countries halfway across the world, willing to die in piles of spent shell casings to defend that freedom, to give us that freedom. And then to thank those brave men and women that honorably serve in that military to provide that very freedom to us, you are going to strip that freedom from them. Jab them. What has this come to? Not only that, but then you're going to execute a plan, or a lack thereof, to pull them out of Afghanistan, leave that place in ruins. We now have Americans that are stuck there. The place is upside down. The Taliban is ruling everywhere over in Afghanistan right now. ISIS is growing up. There are people coming in terrorist cells from Pakistan. It's a terrorist breeding ground again. And the likelihood of a full military scale redeployment to Afghanistan is increasingly becoming more probable every single day. Here to talk to us about it is Chief Bell, Jerome Bell. He is a naval petty officer, retired. He's running for Congress. He's an America First candidate out of Virginia. If I'm pissed about this, Chief Bell, I can't imagine the way that you must be feeling.
Yeah, I'm really upset about this. You know, not only we spoke about the jab on your show and what I felt about that. I was very, very public on that. And hopefully, I think because I came out public and told, and you know, the military people that it was illegal to get this jab, that they pulled back a little bit. So I'm hoping they're going to still walk that back. But what's going on right now in Afghanistan is a travesty. We have over 15,000 Americans left behind enemy lines. We don't leave people behind enemy lines. What Joe Biden has done, you know, to these Americans, to these families, can you imagine what's going on in these people's families, their minds, that their people are left behind enemy lines? And all Joe Biden has to say is, well, we have a deal with the Taliban that they're going to let them through if they show American passports. Are you insane, old man? Are you that fickle and feckless minded that you're really going to believe that the Taliban is going to let Americans through if they come through showing their American passports? What brain cell do you have left to even imagine that? It is, you know, very, very infuriating and frustrating, you know, but that's what's happening right now. And Joe Biden needs to resign. Kamala Harris needs to resign. This hapless General Milley needs to resign. He needs to be fired. He needs to be jailed. He lied to the American people, and they've been lying. They've known about this, that this was coming since June. They've known about it. The documents are coming out. You have people, whistleblowers coming out. They've known about this since June. They were talking about it at the embassy since June. And he let it happen, you know, and I'm very, very upset right now.
Milley is more concerned with promoting transgenderism in the military and introducing reading racist writings of Ibram X. Kendi with this woke, you know, indoctrination of every military soldier trying to, you know, root out racism. Systemic racism is the greatest threat to our military. You know, that's what he's worried about. And as far as Biden and Kamala Harris are concerned, you're absolutely right. They should step down immediately. Trump had a plan to do this. And Trump's mantra also was, we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists. So what are we doing, assuming, like you said, that the Taliban, a terrorist organization. The Taliban, the most violent people on the face of the planet, are going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, there's your passport. Proceed to the next gate. And I'm now hearing that Americans who are left there are being told, well, if you're looking for the exit plan, follow us on Twitter. Follow the State Department on Twitter to get your latest updates on your exit plan. Well, what if there's a conservative over there? I bet they're banned from Twitter. So now Jack Dorsey's Twitter bans are going to lead people right to their death. I don't know how far his impunity goes. I mean, this whole thing is just a complete mess.
Yes, total mess. Not only that, they don't even have a way to get these people to the airport. They don't even have an exit plan for them. Like, if you make it to the airport, then guess what? You can pay $2,000 and you can be evacuated. They are charging Americans up to $2,000 or more to be evacuated if they make it to the airport, where they are putting these Afghans on the these planes for free, unvetted, tested for COVID or whatever. They're putting these people on planes and flying them back to the United States. When the UAE said that they would take them, when you have Qatar, they said that they would take them, when you have Dubai, you have all these other places over there that would take these refugees from Afghanistan. You can drop them off there and they can stay in their Muslim countries. But yet they want to bring them here. We have over 4,000 right now in Fort Lee, Virginia, where our hapless blackface governor went and actually congratulated them for coming over here and, you know, said that, you know, welcome them for coming over here. We don't want them over here. These people, we don't know who these people are. And now we're bringing them in. These people want to destroy America. And I'm sure they're being unvetted. So we're bringing in Trojan horses. We're bringing in some jihadis that want to cause Americans harm, you know, and I just feel for these families that, you know, and I really wish I had a team, you know, that could go over there, you know, and rescue these Americans, because it's heartbreaking right now.
Is it possible that amid all of these election audits, I mean, we're watching Arizona very closely. We're just days away from these results. I got about 2 minutes left here, but is it possible that mistakes like this just don't happen? Could this be intentional as a distraction? I'm too busy dealing with this crisis in Afghanistan. We're pausing on this election deal right now. I don't want to hear about your forensic audits. Could this be on purpose?
Everything that you see has always been about the 2020 elections, too. You can wrap COVID, you can wrap the audits, you can wrap this Afghanistan. And Biden says that, well, you know, he was handed over this from President Trump in May 1st. Trump gave a date May 1st. Well, if you know anything about President Trump, he doesn't give exact dates. If he said May 1st, it probably wasn't going to happen on May 1st. He doesn't give OPSEC away like Joe Biden did. President Trump understood OPSEC, and President Trump did have a plan. You bring out American citizens first. You bring out all of our equipment second, and then you bring out our military. That's how it should have happened. Joe Biden did it ass backwards. He shut down Bagram Air Base, just turned over the air base to looters. To looters. They're on our air base. And that was the one air base that we actually had secured, that we actually could have evacuated Americans out of. And now we don't have that. Now we have Kandahar. You know, we have that, really that's around it right now. And now he wants to send back in 6,000 troops and basically a suicide mission, because now we have to go back in undercover, under fire, basically, to try to rescue these people if they can make it back to the airport. You have Britain rescuing their people. You have France going in rescuing their people. Britain sending paratroopers rescuing their people. Why can't we do that? Why can't we go get our Americans? And, yeah, I believe it's totally by design, all of it.
Totally by design. It's a complete takeover and a demographic population transformation in key battleground strategic areas for Democrats. That's what they're doing here. We know that. And we're going to talk about the furtherance of that attack on Americans when we return with Chief Bell, Jerome Bell. He's the America First congressional candidate out of Virginia. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. More with Chief Bell right after this. Stick around.
America, there's only one way to win the spiritual war against the demons that are currently attacking our land. Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. Now, do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual
spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get free shipping when you call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Security threat. We know it's unlawful. We know that it's completely against every single protocol that you've ever seen in ever. I mean, we understand that when people sign up to go into the military, that they surrender a certain right, that they subject themselves to FDA-approved medicines, not to experimental jabs that are causing unprecedented deaths. I mean, and that's only in one of the 12 systems that we have. Happens to be the most unreliable, happens to be the least comprehensive, happens to only report 1%, according to a Harvard study. But yet, we ignore that based on one man's science and some rogue dictator, Administrator Biden, up here who's being controlled and moved around and used as a puppet for these globalists at the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, all of the billionaires in the good old boy club there with George Soros. And we know what it is. We've called out their names. We've talked about the Great Reset. We've talked about the New World Order. The prototype is Australia. These kids, everybody's being locked down. You're now, you can only exercise 1 hour a day there. You have to wear a mask everywhere you go. Police are making arrests if you go more than 1 kilometer. That's a half a mile away from your house. There's a video on TikTok that's going around all over the place from one of these kids that was force jabbed, was passed out. He's dead. We've never seen so much tyranny happen in this world. Completely unchecked. We are a country of 350 million people. We are a world of about 7 billion people. Where are all of the men in this country? That, I think, is what confuses me the most. The absolute acceptance of all of this, the stolen election. I mean, there were people in France and Italy, people in Hungary protesting our stolen election more fervently than we were here on the ground. This tyranny is completely unchecked. We're joined by an America First candidate for U.S. Congress. His name is Jerome Bell out of Virginia. He's a retired chief petty officer from the Navy. Jerome, listen, how much further is this going to go, do you anticipate, before we see some real action, grassroots, people in the streets, or is this just, are we just looking at the end times?
You know, I don't know where that red line is going to be drawn in the sand. My red line has been drawn a year ago. You know, I never wore a mask. I would never take the jab. You know, and so these people have to wake up. We have too many complacent people in the United States. What's going on in Australia right now should be a wake-up call to everybody. And thank God that we have not given up our right to guns yet, because this would definitely be a shooting battle if this was what's going on, if they started to try to do what's happening in Australia. They are physically taking people's kids away from them and giving them an experimental deadly vaccine. And there's nothing those people can do about it. That there is the most remarkable thing I've ever seen in my lifetime. I never thought that I would see anything like this in my lifetime, especially here in the United States. But when this mask came out, I came out against the mask. I said, the mask is going to lead to the jab. The jab is going to lead to the vaccine passports. You're going to, you know, have to show your passports or proof, whatever, to eat, to buy anything. And yeah, it's coming and it's here, Stu. And I said it a year ago that when you capitulate and when you comply to one thing, the government and the globalists will not give you your rights back. They're going to add on to it. And so you see what's happening. So Stu, at some point, and I don't know when that's going to be, but at some point, Americans have to take to the streets, because they're not coming to get our kids like that. These people are not going to come to our homes and to our neighborhoods to come and get our kids without being a war. And if they want a war, that's going to be the red line when you start coming after our children. They're already coming after the minds of our children, but when you start to come physically at them to give them the jab, then I think that's going to be the ignition point.
The propaganda behind the whole plan to put that patriotism on ice, to chill that resistance, started with, well, I mean, obviously it's been going on for decades, but out in the wide open with January 6th. And now we know that Roger Stone, Alex Jones, a lot of these people have been vindicated, as the FBI is now coming out and saying, no, we couldn't find that there was really any plan here. Well, yeah. We said that. We've been saying that there was no plan here, that the only plan was by the deep state and by Nancy Pelosi's Gestapo. And the only violence that was committed there was at her direction. And this was orchestrated by the FBI. The FBI infiltrated inside of here and turned us around. But the point is that this was used to scare Americans into inaction, to put the fear of God into them, where they're not going to say anything. They're not going to oppose anything. They're not going to raise any flags anymore. They're not going to, certainly not going to go gather in large groups. They're not going to be out in the street because, God, they could be jailed and they could be left in some solitary confinement with misdemeanor charges for God knows how long. And now we see this DHS bulletin coming out to law enforcement agencies advertised all over the place that if you question the response to COVID, or if you question the 2020 election, you could be considered to be a terrorist. I mean, where does it stop? You have to believe that this is fixable because you're running for Congress. So how is it fixed? I mean, where do we start?
Well, it's going to start with the people, you know, and January 6th was definitely not an insurrection, you know, and that is coming out. And what they're doing, they're backtracking because they're covering their asses, to be honest, because it's coming out that the FBI, they had infiltrators. They ran that operation on January 6th. The Revolver News has done an excellent job, and they're bringing that out. There's one of the news outlets that's bringing that out. And they had infiltrators, and they had operators on the ground, the FBI and these other alphabet entities. But, you know, these prisoners that they have, these political prisoners that they have locked up, they need to be released immediately. And not only that, Stu, when we signed the NDAA and the Patriot Act, and what was that, 2012, 2014, I said this is going to be used against the American people. They called it the Patriot Act for a reason, not the Patriot Act to go after terrorists. They called it the Patriot Act because it's going to be used against patriots here in the United States. And once again, we're here. You know, and I said that years ago. But I'm running for Congress to definitely try to stop that. And that's what I say. 2022, if we don't get the majority of American America First patriots into Congress and into the Senate and get out these rhinos and these Democrats, then, you know, all bets are off. All bets are off after 2022. You know, we have these people need to look past, you know, President Trump on to 2024. No, we need to find out what happened in the elections 2020. We know what happened. We've been talking about it. It needs to be brought out to the American people. And these people that committed treason in the United States, they need to be tried. They need to be arrested, tried, and fried, and put on public display, just like they tried to put these patriots on display January 6th. The people that have committed fraud and that helped in this coup of the United States needs to be put on trial.
You know, there are so many people with platforms that tiptoe around this, and I don't know why, but if President Trump had called for an armed insurrection, they would have got it. They would have seen what a real insurrection looks like. There would have been no doubt they would have got it, because there are 150 million gun owners that would have been there, and there would have been some problems. There, I said it. That was not an insurrection. You're seeing an insurrection happen in Afghanistan right now. The Taliban is doing what we could call an insurrection right now. And the only insurrection that I can think of in recent times that has happened here in this country happened overnight between November 3rd and November 4th when a successful coup d'etat was implemented, the political assassination of a sitting president after multiple failed and false phony lies and a charade called an impeachment. We know exactly what happened. And the fact that these media conglomerates out here won't talk about that makes them complicit as well. All of them. Every single one of them. And there is not a gatekeeper that's going to be safe for me. I will come after all of them, and I bet you will too. Final minute. You're running for Congress. Make your plea.
Yeah, I'm running for Congress of the United States. I'm going after all of them too, whether they're Democrats, whether they're rhinos. I'm going after all of them because what happened definitely was a coup d'etat. And you're only going to find a handful of people like you and myself, Stu, that's going to call it the way it really is and the way it really happened. You know, so if people want to join my fight, you know, I'm calling it the new conservative revolution, not this old conservatism, not this old Republican Party. I'm calling for a new conservative revolution of black conservatives, white conservatives, Asians that's going to come together and take this country back, because we have these feckless rhinos and these feckless Democrats that's only hungry for power, and they're controlled by the CCP, they're controlled by the globalists, and they think that they're going to be safe. They're not safe either. They're not going to be safe. We're going to come after you. We're going to get you out of office. And if it comes down to, you know, what they really want, then, you know, they're going to get that too, whatever that is. And I'm not going to say, because I don't want people to say I'm, you know, trying to cause an insurrection in the United States, because I'm not. You know, I would rather this not be violent. You know, but we need to get this country back. And if people want to help me and donate to my campaign so I can stay in the fight, you go to JeromeBellForCongress.com, JAROMEFOR, Congress.com. Join the fight. Join this new conservative revolution. Let's take this country back, because we have less than 2 years to really take this country back, or we're going to lose it forever, Stu.
Thank you for talking real talk and for speaking plain. USDA choice, dyed-in-the-wool, thoroughbred patriotism. You bleed it, and I can tell, brother, you have my support. Jerome Bell, thank you very much. The War Room is up next with Owen Schroyer. Do not be black-pilled. Do not let this get you down. Remember, this is a big country, and you are the majority. Find me at StuPeters.tv. My name is Stu Peters. I was happy to be with you this Friday, and hope to see you next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.